Welcome to the CollegeTestingHelps.com podcast, the podcast that helps you go to your dream college with big scholarships by getting top scores on your ACT. My name's Scott, and I'm the host for the CollegeTestingHelps.com podcast. This is our third podcast. I hope that you've been to our website, CollegeTestingHelps.com, that you've signed up for our email list to get tips and tricks for the ACT test right to your email inbox, and that you found us on Facebook by searching for College Testing Helps. And if you go to our Facebook page and like us, that would be great because that'll help us get the URL we need so that you won't have to search. And if you're on Twitter, that you can find us at College Test Help. Unfortunately, Twitter does not allow as many characters as College Testing Helps. So our Twitter handle is College Test Help. So I hope that your ACT test preparation is going well. The next ACT test is December 8th, 2012, and that's coming up quickly. So like the podcast number two, I wanted to just give you a reference to a college and the information they have about what their expectations regarding the ACT test are and the scores that you get. And I am looking at the University of Wisconsin. And I'll have this in the show notes, but this is for the admission to the school, and it says that either the ACT or SAT is required, including results from the writing section. Now, interestingly, I'm seeing more and more colleges that are requiring that you take the writing part of the ACT test. They use the highest composite score in a single test, but they'll look at all scores that are reported by you. Typically, students that are admitted score between 27 to 29, but there's no minimum score, but those are typical. So that kind of gives you an idea of what to expect. Now let me look at some of the scholarships that are offered by the University of Wisconsin. And one of them, and I'll have this link in the show notes, said that you had to have an ACT of at least 28 for freshmen. So that's similar to what the typical admission score was. Now it doesn't mean you had to have that a score, but that was typical of incoming freshmen. So that's probably a score that you want to kind of shoot for, maybe at least, is 28, 29, 30. That may seem daunting. That may seem difficult to get. But with the right preparation and the right practice, you can do that. Now, as I mentioned, the next ACT test is coming up on December 8th, 2012. Today it is the 20th of November, and the late registration deadline for this test was November 16th. So I thought I'd talk just a little bit today. What do you do if you miss the deadline for registering for the ACT? Now, there is a normal registration period where you can register for the test. There's a deadline for that. And then if you miss that deadline, there is also a late registration period. And for this December test, it ended on November 16th. And in order to register during the late registration period, it's simply the same as registering during the normal period, but there's an extra fee to pay. And according to the website, and I'll have this link in the show notes, it's an extra $22 for the late registration. Again, not a big deal. All you have to do is pay that and you can register. But what do you do if you miss that deadline as well? Well, there is a provision there, and it's called standby. For you to take the test that day, there is a fee that you have to pay, and it's an extra $43 for standby testing. And basically what you do is you register online for a standby, and you'll get a standby ticket, similar to what the ticket that you'll get for taking the test. And what you do is go to the ACT Test Center that day, and you present your ID and the standby ticket, and if they have room and enough material, then you can take the test that day. We actually did that in my family. I forgot to register for my son for the ACT, not only during the regular period, but during the late period as well. And so we had him do the standby ticket. We had him get there early, and he had no problem getting in. So that's my recommendation to you. If you miss the regular registration deadline and you miss the late registration deadline, don't despair. Do the standby. Pay the $43. Get there early to the ACT test location where you're going to take the test. There is no sense getting there right before it and then find that you've got 20 people in front of the standby line in front of you, and they only have room for 10. make sure if you're going to do standby and go to all that risk and effort, get there early so that you are assured a spot. Now, they do say that if you are not admitted to the test center because there isn't enough space, then that $43 is refunded. And so you don't have to worry about that. It's worth taking the chance to do that. In most cases I hear it's not a problem. You just got to do it and be willing to take that chance. Okay? So hopefully that doesn't happen to you, but if it does, that's what you do. Great. Now, with the test coming up here in about 3 weeks, I also thought that I would talk with you for a little bit about what to do the night before and the morning of the test. You know, that's a crucial period. Your prep time is crucial. Your time the night before and the morning of the test are crucial, and then during the test are crucial. And we'll talk about what to do during each one of those. And so let's talk about what to do the night before the test. Now, that's a night when you do not want to be doing a lot of cramming. At that point, you have to consider your preparation to be done, and you want to give your mind a break. So do something that will help you relax. Watch a movie, read a good book, play a game with your family, sit and listen to some music, whatever it might be, but do something nice and easy. Don't do anything that's going to make you unhappy or worried or stressed. Take it chill, take it cool, take it easy, and give your mind a break and get ready for that ACT test the next morning. You'll want to make sure you get good rest. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to bed at 8 o'clock. You want to go to bed at a reasonable hour. And how early you go to bed might depend on how early you got to get up. But I would suggest that you think about that and go to bed at a reasonable hour. It's probably not a good night to go out with your friends. Stay out late. In fact, not only do I think it isn't, it is not a good choice to do. So I would just plan on spending a nice, quiet night someplace where you can be very relaxed and get your mind ready for the test that you'll have to take the next day. So one thing that might help is a little exercise. That might help you sleep better. So if that's something that you do regularly, exercise, then go for it. If you never exercise, that may not be such a good idea. But if that's something you do on occasion or even regularly, get some exercise. That may help you sleep better. So, be careful what you eat. You don't want to eat anything that's going to disturb your stomach and any of that type of thing. So just as I said, have it be a really calm, cool, easy night so you can be prepared for have your mind fully focused and your energies fully focused on the ACT test the next day. All right. Morning of, what to do. So first of all, you want to make sure you get up in time, and you want to have a backup plan in case you oversleep, in case the power goes off, in case your alarm doesn't get set right, whatever it is. Have a friend call you, have your parents help you, have a brother or sister help you, whatever it might be. Have a plan for what to do to help you make sure that you get up. You want to make sure that you eat a good breakfast. Now, this would be a normal breakfast. This would not be something that you're not used to eating, but have a good breakfast. Don't just run out, with a candy bar, for example. Have some protein. Do something that will be good for you, good for your body, good for your mind, and not too much sugar. Not too much sugar. Just a normal, good normal breakfast. I recommend, and I should have mentioned this before the night before, to get all your supplies ready. Everything you got to take, get it there, kitchen table, ready to go, or wherever, some point, some place where it's ready to go, so you have everything. So that would be your admissions ticket. It would be your ID, and there's certain IDs that are required. If you don't have a driver's license, then you can go to actstudent.org/FAQ/ID.html and see the IDs that are alternate possibilities. Other things can be a letter of identification issued by your school. It has to have a photo on. It has to have your first and last name, your date, birth, your gender, so forth. It's got to be signed by you. It's got to be signed, I think, by... Does it have to be signed by... Yeah, signed in ink by a school official, like the principal or a counselor. And there's several other possibilities, so make sure you've got some ID. Make sure you have some number two pencils with good erasers ready to go, sharpened. Have a number of those. You're going to go through a number on the test, so you might as well get them ready. Have a watch. Not all testing locations will have a clock, so a watch will be helpful. Don't set an alarm that will go off during the test. You will be dismissed, and your test will not count if that goes off. So be very, very, very careful about that. They will announce when you have 5 minutes left, so it's not absolutely crucial that you have a watch, but it will be very helpful. If you want a calculator for the math section, then make sure you have that ready. It's got fresh batteries in. Not all calculators are permitted. And if you go to actstudent.org/FAQ/calculator.html, they have a list of calculators and guidelines for what you can do. You can bring a snack. You just can't eat it during the test. You have to eat it during the break, which you'll have between the second and third test, about 10 minutes. So if you want a snack, bring that too. All right. The next thing you want to do is make sure that you do something that morning to warm up and wake up your brain. It's kind of like doing warm-ups before a sporting event. So whether you do a few math problems, two or three math problems from your ACT practice test, or read a newspaper or something, do something like that to get your brain warmed up and ready to go. Finally, make sure you get to the testing center by no later than 8 o'clock. Get there early. The doors will close. You won't be admitted if they're closed, and you'll be out of luck. So allow plenty of time. If you haven't been there before, check it out before the test day. Figure out how you get there. Figure out where you go. Allow time for parking or walking or taking the bus or whatever you're going to do. Just make sure you allow plenty of time. It will be much less stress for you if you get there a half hour early and have to wait around a little bit and just, you know, have a calm time waiting, than if you are scrambling at the last minute and running and hoping that you're going to get there before the doors slam shut. So do whatever you need to do to get there in plenty of time so that that is not a stress for you. Well, those are several things that you can do the night before and the morning of the test in order to get you ready and have your mind ready to go. I hope those are helpful for you. As another help, I wanted to tell you about a resource called ACT Exam Secrets. I highly recommend this resource. It has a 100% money-back guarantee, and it has tons of tips and strategies and tricks for doing great on the ACT. It has tips for each one of the sections. It has overall test-taking tips. It has a lot of great information that will be extremely helpful for you in increasing your ACT test score. So I highly recommend you check that out. If you go to show notes for this show at collegetestinghelps.com and go to the podcast page, there'll be a link there to all the podcasts. And for the third one, I will have in there a link to the ACT exam secret. So I hope you'll check that out. Well, that's all for now. I hope you have a great success in your preparation for taking the ACT test. I hope that if you are taking it on December 8th, that you do well, that you improve your test scores. And if you don't, let me know what happened, and I will do what I can to help you. Very shortly, I'm going to have a survey up for people to take, so let me know where you are and what things you need help with. That's coming soon, and I'll have a report that will be free for you to get if you take the survey. So if I can help you, please let me know. Send an email to scott@collegetestinghelps.com or go to collegetestinghelps.com. And go to the contact page and leave me a note, send me a note that way, or you can reach me at Twitter or Facebook. That's all. Goodbye, everybody. See you next time.